नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस।
A special court is expected to announce its verdict on the 2G spectrum allocation scam case today. The biggest scam in the history of independent India conspired over a decade ago involved ministers, bureaucrats and leading corporates. The Comptroller and Auditor General of India in a report quantified and pegged the scam loss to ₹1.76 lakh crores. Right before the verdict is announced, here's an explainer on the 2G scam. What is the scam? On 16 November 2010, CAG, then headed by Vinod Rai, revealed 2G licenses had been issued to telecom operators at throwaway prices. Moreover, licenses had been issued to ineligible applicants who had deliberately suppressed facts, disclosed incomplete information, submitted fictitious documents and used fraudulent means for getting licenses and thereby access to spectrum. Who were accused? What were the numbers? How does the 2G scam compare with other big scams of India? Find out here in this explainer of ours. In other news, the 20-second video clip purportedly show late Tamil Nadu Chief Minister J. Jayalalitha in a hospital has not just created ripples in political circles but has also caused cracks in V.K. Sasikala's family. Although P. Vetrivel, the TTV Dinakaran aide who had released the video, said he had done it of his own volition and not consulted either Dinakaran or Sasikala, not everyone is convinced. It is being seen as an attempt to sway the voters in the R.K. Nagar bipoll by clearing the air over Jaya's death. Over the last 2 years, a $250,000 worth of investment made by Amitabh Bachchan and his son Abhishek Bachchan in Bitcoin has now increased to a whopping $17.5 million in value. Yep, Amitabh Bachchan has reportedly ridden the wave of cryptocurrencies exponentially surging value and earned millions. Pakistan has granted visas to Kulbhushan Jadhav's mother and wife close to 21 months after he was taken into custody by their military. The two are expected to meet Jadhav on December 25th and will also be accompanied by an official of the Indian High Commission there. An Air India passenger took to Twitter to complain about a cockroach being found on a food plate at the airline's lounge for premium passengers at the Delhi airport, forcing the airline to apologize. TV producer Soheib Ilyasi has been sentenced to life imprisonment for murdering his wife. Soheib's wife, Anju Ilyasi, was stabbed to death at her marital home in East Delhi 17 years ago. A Dalit woman in the tribal region of Pendurthi in Vishakhapatnam district of Andhra Pradesh was allegedly assaulted and stripped by local TDP workers following a land dispute. Even as women account for 47.80% voters, their representation by two biggest political parties, Congress and BJP, was 1.19% in Gujarat. While politicians across parties make long, glorious speeches on women's safety and empowerment, what happens to women representation? In the 182-seat Gujarat Assembly, only 13 members are women. Agree or disagree? TTV Dinakaran and the ruling AIADMK faction are fighting a prestige battle for late AIADMK Supremo J. Jayalalitha's R.K. Nagar seat and have allegedly jacked up the price in the electoral market. It is believed that DMK working president M.K. Stalin has told his party they won't pay for votes. Probably because it's become too expensive and DMK, which once mastered the practice, now feels it has become the singular credible party in the state. If it wins, it will reiterate that position. Senior journalist T.M. Veera Raghav writes about why the R.K. Nagar episode shows the rising the value of a vote. Since his appointment earlier this year as the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath is increasingly being called upon by the BJP to campaign far and wide outside his home turf. In the recently concluded Gujarat elections, Yogi was the most visible face from the League of BJP Chief Ministers. The BJP is clearly depending on Yogi way too often for their election campaigns. With Indian skipper Virat Kohli excusing himself from the ongoing limited overs series against Sri Lanka to marry Anushka Sharma, Rohit Sharma has been leading the team. While Sharma has done a wonderful job in winning the three-match ODI series 2-1, India will be without Kohli for the first time in a T20I since the three-match series between India and Zimbabwe in Zimbabwe in 2016 June. Can Sharma fill in Kohli's big boots?
That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak, and do stay with us for tomorrow's News18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.